Yo,
the infamous Jackie, what's up?
Not much, but a lot.
First and foremost, you know, welcome everyone to the Good and Bad Podcast Show. You know what I mean? Your host, Jeff Malice Etienne. And we have a returning favorite who hasn't been on in a while, the infamous Jackie.
Yes, Jackie De La Cruz in the house. I am so excited to be here tonight.
You're a fan favorite.
You think so?
No, listen, I know so because I've had people ask me, like, you know, say, you know, you're when you and Jackie gonna, you know, do some podcast episodes, and you know, when's Jackie gonna do some episodes? I had a friend today. Was like, yo, I like her vibe, yo. You know, what happened to Jackie? And I was like, yo, let me hit her up.
And I said, you know what? Say less. Let's do it.
For real. I
mean? Yo. So,
where you been?
I'm always doing something. You know that. But, you know, I've been moving, traveling. Just my life just shifted, you know, once again for good. I'm in a really good space. So, and now things are, you know, winding down. So, you know, I have more time to be on your show, on your podcast. And that's a good thing.
I'm glad, yo, for real. Definitely glad. And you definitely have been traveling because it seemed like every single time I were to go on your IG or your Facebook, you're landing someplace new, and I'm just like, yo, doesn't this woman work?
Yeah, I do, but you know what? It's I made it my number one thing right now is that if I work, I gotta live too. I cannot just live to work and just, you know, give my days and my time to work. You gotta live, enjoy, go see, explore, be out. But you gotta, you know, I don't just be. That's why you say, does she work? Of course I work. You gotta, you know, plan accordingly. And I'm grateful that I'm able to do that right now. So, but I make that a priority.
Yeah, for real. It should be like that. It's good for your mental health, your well being.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. I was out in Belize just chilling this summer. Straight chilling. I loved it. So I travel Belize. It's a really dope place. I loved it there.
Is that where you found your new boo? I ain't lonely no more. I'm booed up.
No. I did not find him in Belize. I did not. No comment.
Yo, it's funny. It's funny. You don't comment, but it's funny, right? Because 1 minute, I'm like, oh, Jackie's in some country, you know, living it up. Next thing I know, I see IG, you know, stories, Facebook story of this new dude. And I'm like, yo, did she go to another country and bring another nigga back with her?
Yo.
She 90-day fiancé one of these niggas.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. No freaking comment. Don't get me talking, because when people ask me a question, I only know how to say the truth. I don't know. My truth is too real for this right now.
It's too real.
I brought sand to the beach to Belize.
You brought sand to the beach because your beach is better.
Because my beach is better. And I'm going to leave it at that. But I did not come back with the sand.
I was about to say, I'm like, oh shit. I was like, 90-day fiance, one of these niggas, yo.
Nah,
but you know, but you know what though? I'm definitely happy for you. I'm happy the fact that you're traveling, you know what I mean? And you know, you're healthy. I'm happy that you're in a healthy relationship, you know what I mean? Happy and proud of you.
But, yo, you remember the talks? Because you've been through my crazy relationships and it's been some wild ones, right?
Yep.
And because and they have, you know, I I don't even call them relationship because at the truth, after my divorce 5-6 years ago, I never committed to anyone to say, yo, this is what we are. But I have been in, like, I say two situations where, you know, situationships that got me all caught up, but it was never like official. But, you know, I have one thing. When I came out of that and I found this new person, because I'm happy with this new person. And then, you know, for him, because of his actions and everything, I'm able to switch it up a bit and say, you know what? You deserve for me to make this switch. All right, let's go. Let's see what's up. But the other situation, I'm just like, date them all. The advice I give to women, men, date them all. Like, have fun. You know what I mean? But don't settle for what you know is not your happiness. I never settled. I never said this is it. Until now, I'm like, all right. Keep showing out. Let's see what's up. So date them all. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I know. Because when I asked you about him, you were like, I'm like, who is he? You were like, a man who I'm trying to, or I think you said, trying to take seriously or are taking seriously. And I was like, that's big for Jackie. I've never heard her say that.
Yeah, no, this is, you know, when someone shows you instead of telling you, you know, and you know what you're all about, because I know what I'm all about. Like, if I'm, you know, taking serious or not, like, I know what I'm getting into most of the time. So, you know, this was, and plus I'm getting older. And it's not about the age, to be honest. It's just about the time. And it just felt right. So I'm like, all right, let's go. He's like, oh, you want to be my girlfriend? I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this? All right, fine, I will. So there it is.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're happy.
I'm happy. I could say that. So
good.
Let's see.
One of the topics that, you know, we wanted to talk about was men, and women too, who are possessive.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm sipping on some wine right now. You know, I'm winding down for the night. But just to get right into, it's not necessarily that are possessive. So here's what prompted this topic. I have and I don't want to say friends, because my friends don't do these type of things. You know what I mean? It's just people, right? People I know, people come across. And this girl was saying along the line of, like, if the man pays for this, and that, gives you this, as long as they do this, they're able to. That's the man that could, the person that could tell you what to do, right? And to me, that sounded off, because it's just, I mean, maybe the person that I am, you know what I mean? I always have to bring something to a table, no matter what the table is, relationship, whatever it is. I need to add value to your life, or I'm not, it doesn't settle well with me. So with that said, the fact that, you know, if a person is giving you certain type of things and stuff, that means that they're able to tell you what to do, how to move and stuff like that. Doesn't that sound crazy? Like,
that does sound kind of crazy. That sounds big, like big time crazy. Like, so if I'm paying for things, then you are now my possession. I can tell you how to move, you know what I mean, what to wear, what not to wear, where to go, who to speak to. Like, really? If that was the case, then, man, and there's a lot of women in the past that I should have had total control over.
But you know what? It's and I want to say that in the culture that I come across, that I, because I'm not in that, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm in another side, but I see it, like, in my culture, and I see, you know, these women who that's what they live off of men. And again, these are, I'm a female. I'm hearing these conversations, and I'm dealing with females on a regular who, that's what they're chasing, right? But that's a population. Then there's another population of women who I also come across who work, have their own stuff, are independent, like bring value to a table. But I want to focus on that other side, on that other side of women who are just like leeches, like, and in return, but here's the flip side, Jeff. These women are only giving, you know, are only giving these men what they think, what they want to hear, what they want to see, and in return taking certain things, taking this, taking that. And they live off of this on a day-to-day.
True.
No, for real. But, no, true. And they call it, quote-unquote, happiness or whatnot. And some people actually, you know, they settle for that. That's their thing. But are they truly happy? Like, is that true happiness? That's not.
No,
that's not. You make yourself want to be happy in that. So at the end of the day, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. And they're truly not being like what we were saying in the beginning. Can he control you? No, they're just giving you an illusion of that, so that you could continue providing. And it's crazy because I was having a round the table conversation of with women who that's how they live in the ghetto.
You know what? It's funny. You know what I mean? It's funny you say that, because I remember having, you know, talking to a woman one time who, you know, who I had dated. Then we stopped, you know, then I had stopped dating her because she just kept going back to her abuser. And then I said to her, like, yo, what is it about this dude that you just keep going back to him? Like, why do you allow him to, you know, to do these things to you? You know what her response was? Her response was, I don't know. It's, you know, I've never had a man take care of me the way he takes care of me. Okay, how does he take care of you? I've never had a man just, like, pay for everything. Oh. I'm like, that's insane for you to think like that, but okay. You know what I mean? So she basically says, like, she takes the abuse, him constantly cheating, you know what I mean? Him, you know, verbally, mentally, physically, emotionally abusing her, you know what I mean? You know, because he would pay, like, her car note, you know what I'm saying? He would just pay for everything. And
yeah.
And I'm like, wow, okay, so that goes with what you're saying. He feels like, yo, that's, you know, that's my possession. Because when I was dating her, all he kept doing was just, you know, like, blowing her up. You know what I'm saying? Blowing her up. Acting like he, you know, like, she still belongs to him. You know what I mean? Right. And, you know, he would use the words like, yo, come on, yo, you know you're mine. You know you belong to me. You know you don't want to be with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, something in here is unhealthy. Obviously, I eventually ended up finding out what happened, but that's for a whole other podcast. You know what I mean? So, but then, it, you know, that's when it had me thinking. Now, this goes back to my previous podcast that I did, you know, two podcasts ago, saying, do, you know what I mean? Like, do men have to, like, you know, the whole nice guys finish the last thing. What do I have to do in order to keep a relationship? Do I have to start putting my hands on women and treating them, you know what I mean? Treating them the way they shouldn't be treated in order to, you know, keep a healthy relationship? You know what I mean? Do I have to treat them like a possession? Not, so that's rhetorical, because I don't want people to think like, oh man, Jeff's gonna start doing that because I don't have it in me. I'll never do that. But right. I'm just saying in general, is that what men have to do? Because at the end of the day, those are the relationships that seem to last longer. You know, and I hope this doesn't go off track, you know, going off topic to what we're, you know, what we're talking about. If it is, just say, Jeff, you're going off topic. But, you know, when we had stopped dating, she was like, you know, there are just certain things that, you know, that I'm not, doesn't sit well with me when it comes to you. And I was like, okay, like what? Well, like, you know, the hoodie. You know, you said you were going to buy me this hoodie. You said you were going to buy me this jacket. You know, what about the frying pan set that you said you were going to buy? What about when you said you were going to pay, you were going to pay for this? And I was like, is this what this is all about? Because I'm not like your ex who's paying for everything. And it made me say, you know what? That's what she's so used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because I wasn't like that, then obviously, you know, it didn't work out, you know, and good riddance, because I would never want to be with a woman who is just all about, you know, materialistic, because it should be 50-50. Like you and I were saying earlier, like you said earlier, relationship is 50-50, and it's bringing value into that relationship to make it better. What are you bringing to the table?
You know, and let me just, you know, say this, right? I never, and this is the type of woman that I am. And the reason why I, you know, I even went into this topic, you know, not even knowing how to attack it, is because I, you know, people want to secure something. They always want to secure like their future or, you know, obviously you want to find someone that, like I said, can add value to you. Like it could be 50-50, that could have your back and stuff like that, that looks out for you. But there's something deeper than money, right? Let me give you this example. Like I was coming up I was going up some stairs, and in the apartment that was at in that building, there was a dog, right? The guy opens the door and there's a dog, and I'm coming up the stairs with this guy, and automatically this guy just comes and grabs me, puts me behind him, and goes up front. Like he's willing to take, you know, go up front and see what's the danger ahead, right? Yeah. And I saw this in this person, and I was like, yo, that was even more to me than him having paid like $5,000 on something, like whatever. You know what I mean? Like, damn, this dude's willing, like he protects me. You know what I mean? And then seeing that, I'm like, there's no question. And that and more, obviously, because that's just the moment. But there's no question that this is a man that knows how to take care of you. Like, that's a quality that you're looking for. You have women, we have to look more. Now, if you just, again, there's type of people in the world. If you're just trying to get by and trying to, you know, those type of things are not going to last. That's not long lasting. So when you're looking for a relationship, and we're definitely not getting off topic. We're talking more in general, because I feel like right now there's so many, and a lot of my friends, a lot of people that I talk to, is like, I can't find nobody or worth the while, whatever. And that's why I say, and you know me, Jeff, I've dated a bunch of people, like, and I knew like what I wanted. I knew, you know, like the goal is right there. I know that in this walk, I know what I'm looking for. And if that's not going to bring, if I meet someone and it's just someone to just establish some, you know, friendship or whatever, know what it is, right? Don't try to build on something that you already know that is not going to be longevity. That is not good for you. That is not a match for you. So don't waste your time on that shit either. You know what I mean? But seek things of value. Seek things of that long lasting. And it doesn't take, I don't think that it takes like, oh, massive wisdom or massive years for you to learn that. Yeah, certain experiences and stuff like that, but you should know what feels good for you and not settle for just moment stuff. You know what I mean? People, women and men, to be self-sufficient, to be able to bring something to the table and not be dependent on what the other person can do for you in order for you to just say, oh, you know what, at least he does this for me. Let me take a smack or two, or let me take this type of infidelity, and then the unhappiness continues. No, there is someone out there for you. Just don't settle for what is not, what is could hinder from you to finding the true, what truly is good for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? And you hit the nail on the head with that, you know, because, you know, going back to what, you know, what I was talking about when, you know, when she was like, well, you didn't pay for this, you didn't buy this, you didn't buy that, you didn't buy this. And I go, okay, Listen, first of all, do you hear yourself? You know what I mean? Do you know, are you listening to yourself? You know, all I'm hearing is me, and you know, and Jeff coming out of pocket. I go, and this is that whole with that whole saying where they go, a person could do 1,000 things for you, but all you'll remember is the one thing they didn't do for you.
They didn't do.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, okay, so you're saying I didn't buy you materialistic things. So now let's go back to, you know, the stuff that I pay for. Now, I wasn't about to run a whole list down with her because I was just like, I don't even want to, this conversation is ridiculous that we're having. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, but I added value to your life.
Yeah.
I added value to your life. Like, I was that guy. I was the protector. You know what I mean? I was a protector. I had your back. Whenever you needed me, I was there. When you asked me to do something, you know, I would do it. But you're talking, you know, financially. And this is coming from the same woman. This is crazy because this is coming from the same woman who would preach, you know, that's why I don't need no man. That's why I don't rely on no man. So that way no man could ever throw anything into my face or use anything against me. So I'm just like, yo, you sound very hypocritical.
That's trauma talk, though. That type of talk is trauma talk.
Amen. Amen. That is trauma talk. You absolutely right. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, yo, that's trauma talk because you've been smacked one too many times in the head by that man. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're definitely right with the that being trauma talk because, you know, I'm like, what you've been telling me does not match with how you really are. You know, you talk about being independent, not needing no man, but yet here you are saying to me all the stuff that I did not, you know, buy you or pay for, and then you tell me the reason why you're still with this guy or you keep going back to this guy is because of the fact that he pays for everything and he takes care of you.
It's I don't even know what to call it to be honest, Jeff, nowadays. Like and it's because I move very different. Like I'll be the type of girlfriend and I, you know, or the type of girl that you meet, and I'm gonna go like, and I've done this through all my guys that I, you know, that I dated, and it's like, I want to show you that, you know what I mean? Like, that I'm not, because men come with that idea already. You know what I mean? This female's going to expect this or that, or wants this or that, because certain situations that he's come across in his life, right? And it's rare. And I could tell you this because I told you I dated. And it's rare the men that, you know, when they see that you are about your stuff and you're okay with, you know what, babe, don't worry, I got it. I got this time. Oh, you know what? And to be 100% you know, real, it's like, all right, babe, you pay for dinner, I pay for the hotel. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That type of, you know, that's gonna make the man, and I'm not encouraging that. I encourage healthy relationship, healthy whatever, but whatever works for you too. But if you find a person that you want to continue vibing with, you know what I mean? Like, be that. Be a 50-50 type of thing. Like, don't, because you know what? If we're going to have honest, raw conversation too, as a female, like, you teaching this guy, man, she's self-sufficient. Because guys, what are you guys? You guys are hunters. You guys like to chase. You guys like to show the female that I got you, whatever, or, you know, I'm worth it, you know, just like the female, but that I'll take care of you. So if you see a female that, you know, she's also takes, you're going to want to, it's going to come out of you rather than just, you know, this chick just falling back all the time, Nah, bring stuff to the table. And it doesn't mean that he's going to go and whatever thought and preconception that you have, that is like, oh, you know, let's say that now we're in a relationship and the guy's taking care of everything and stuff like that. Yeah, it's going to give him some type of, he's going to feel some type of way. He's going to feel like, man, I'm taking care of you. I'm doing this. And because men are are, you know, the way that the same way that they're hunters and stuff, they're, you know, it's not my possession. I went in hunting. I chased this. You know what I mean? I'm providing for this. I'm feeding this. This is mine. You know what I mean? I get that. Theoretically, you know, but it's not like that. And but if a female flips things, and that's when I wrote to you this part, that seals the whole part where humans, right? We're here, no matter if it's romantic, no matter if it's like you're I'm a student, you're my teacher, no matter if it's like we're crossing paths, we're here experiencing one another. You know what I mean? Parents, we're here experiencing these little humans, raising them so that they could be for the next person, either the daughter for whatever they choose in life, because I'm not even going to just label it one way. You know what I mean? But we are here experiencing one another. Let's make the best out of that experience. No, I don't own you. You know what I mean? We do have a title. We, because of the title, let's say we decide, all right, now we're going to get married. We're going to be husband and wife. Now we decided to go under that title, and we have to honor that title. But this still doesn't mean you own me or I own you or in any type of way, no matter, you know, how much money's being put. There's no ownership. But to level that nowadays, it has to be that both people bring something to the table. You know what I mean? So going back to that is an experience. Do you understand me? And the more that we see all of it like that as an experience, like I'm here to, you know what? I just met Jeff and I want to get to know Jeff. Let me walk this life and experience life with him. Not, oh, he's my man and that's it, whatever. No, no. If you see it on the other side of us, just two people experiencing life, it's a bit different. I guess it's a deep concept to understand or to accept, but I've been able to adapt that, and it just flows so much better for me. But I'm a female too. I'm submissive. I have the abilities to submit and be this way. For a man, it's probably a little more difficult to understand that concept, where it's like, to me, you my woman. What you mean? You my woman. No, but the overhead of respect has to always be there. I respect even a dog. Like, shoot, I don't know what that dog might do in a matter of a second. You know what I mean? Respect is, you know, it takes over all of that other shit. So, no, it's not an ownership. No, because don't. You know, if you don't want someone to have, if you don't want to feel like someone has a title or ownership over you, bring something to the table, even if it's not financially. Even if it is that man is out there or that woman is out there, you know, getting the financial part, be the brains behind the whole thing. Encourage that person in different ways so that you don't feel that burden. So there's ways to level that. Man, that's a deep conversation.
Yeah. Right? No. Real talk. There are so many people out there that need to hear that.
I think it goes over their head, though, Jeff, because it's so deep shit.
It does. You know, it really does go over their heads. You know what I mean? And you know, most, it goes over their heads. And plus, most men who are possessive like that and who think women are objects that you can possess, they're narcissistic, they're sociopaths. So you saying all this is going to go in one ear right out the other. It's going to be on something like, yo, whatever. You know what I mean?
It's true. But listen, yo, whatever, to this, right? Bitch. Listen to this. The relationship I am out and the person that I'm with now, right? Like when I started getting to know this person, I saw some of the, not even narcissistic, it was just more of like, this person wants his woman and wants his woman a certain way, right? And I said, well, you met the right one and the wrong one at the same time, because I can adapt. I can't, you know, if I get to know you and I chose you and I keep choosing you, right? And I keep choosing to ride with you, that means I have to, you know, make certain shift in my life, you know, that will accommodate you, because I'm choosing you.
I'm choosing this life, right? And you don't like certain things. And I'm going to shift. I'm not going to change myself. I'm going to shift certain behavior. You know what I mean? To make us work. But this person is conditioned to be a certain way, right? And I'm just like, listen, you want to be with me, with Jackie? Cool. I understand and I know your fears and I could see that. But you won't change me. You know, I'll make certain shifts. But you can't control me. Once you try to control me, I'm out the door. You know what I mean? And I just saw, like, just by having grown conversation and logic, and me understanding the way he is, right? And his fears and insecurity, I can verbally and with actions ease that because I want to and I care. And then I see that now that person, because I was mature enough to say, you know what? This person's controlling. I'm just going to leave. No, I'm gonna show you that I can make certain shifts to make you feel a little at ease, but you're not going to change who I am as a person. Changing me as a person, it's changing my identity, myself, and I would never allow that, right? But I'm no longer that single girl that, you know, that can, you know, go on a plane and leave and go and, hey, do this or that, or accept certain phone calls at a certain time when that partner's here. You know, it changes. It's a shift. But you also have to accommodate the person's fears and insecurities because they're real and they're valid. And in return, because they're seeing that you're caring, you're sensitive about those things, they're more relaxed. So now I feel that person is a lot more relaxed and doesn't question the thing that they used to question, but it was because I chose to do that, you know?
I want you to go back and repeat when you said something about accommodate.
Right.
Say, finish that because it, you know, as you were saying that, the thing went out real quick. So just for people who, you know, like, oh, what did she say? So that's why I'm like, repeat it.
Oh, okay. To accommodate like his feelings. Right. Like I said, he was a bit insecure and a bit, I don't want to say, yeah, controlling. It seemed controlling to me. That's the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, oh, shoot. The free spirit person that I am and how, you know, I communicate well with people. I'm like, I'm extrovert. Like, I'm just out there. You know this, right? So to find somebody who doesn't understand that and my personality, that could be like, whoa. You know what I mean? And then to experience someone to try to, like, change that, it could be like, whoa. But I had to learn to accommodate him in the sense of, like, understand his fears and insecurity, right? Talk him through it and act different certain ways, not completely like a different person, but shift certain behaviors that are going to make him a little bit more comfortable. And in doing that constantly and having open conversation and dialogue about those fears and insecurity, I've seen major changes, not only, well, in him, but also in myself, you know what I mean? Because his change, I'm able to say, you know what? All right, cool. I'm going to give you a little more of this because he's receptive of what. It's just flowing a lot better now. It's just flowing so much better. And I don't feel like what the main thing that I had in my mind about this person of like control that is there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you need to do a seminar. You need to do a seminar. To be for both men and women, for men to hear this and for, you know, for men to hear this so they can learn, like, yo, stop all your insecurities and then being all possessive, you know what I mean? And for women to hear this so that way they, to, you know, what to, I guess, look for in a man and not settle or not, you know, put up with the things that they're, you know, putting up. I also, you know, I also feel like there are just certain things that you will never get true answers for, and it'll just always be, you know, one of them is, you know, women who stay in abusive relationships, you know, that's whatever. I guess that's, I've talked about that many times on the podcast, so I don't want to, you know, we don't have to touch upon that. But everything that you're saying, like, makes so much sense. And I've never heard you ever say the things that you're saying. It just makes you look at things from a different perspective.
But so what the, here's the thing, right? And at least, and I just turned 40 a month ago, right? Like, and I don't like to say, oh, it has nothing to do with the age, but it does, because obviously, you know, with years comes maturity, and with doing the same thing over and over, you know what I mean? You have to kind of say, you know what? Am I getting different results? Like, I need different results. If people seek anything in life, not only in just relationship, seek different results that are better for you than what you've been doing in the past. You have to see every situation like that. You know, this job, am I going to a better job that's going to elevate me? Or is this just going to be another job that I'm just going to, you know, spend a year or two there and just get by? Nah, seek things that are going to elevate you. Relationships are no different. I'm, you know, like, and again, you're not going to find that perfect person, but you definitely want to pursue that person and that, you know, that you say, you know what? I could see the rest of my life with this person has this and this and that. But let's work around these things and make shift, right? Like I was saying, that this person, the free spirit that I am, and I felt like this person is a bit controlling, would, you know, felt like he's not as open as people would be like to allow his girl around certain things. But I have to make him comfortable. I know this about him, right? I have to make, instead of being like, oh, you can't control me, I'm an independent, like all stupid and blah, 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 blah. Like, whoever learns from people talking down on them, you have to show True. Them, listen, True. I'm not like this. If whatever situation you had in your past, and also when you say that part, so you can't be like, I'm not your ex bitch that you're da, da, da. Nah, listen, I just want to remind you that this is not the prior situation that you were in the past. This is new, right? And I want to show you this, and I want to learn with you what that looks like, because I probably fully don't see what that looks like, but I'm willing to try and see and shift and change towards that. Because what are we working towards? You know what I mean? And those are the conversations that I have on a day to day. Like, there's some days that it's like, I'm not dealing with your shit. Bye. You know what I mean? And the more and more, it's gotten so much better because he's able to understand that part, and he's making certain shift, and he learns, even if he feels this burning sensation inside to say, but wait, where you going, who you call, he doesn't do that anymore, because he has to learn to trust and to shift. So it's,
and you know, and you're right about, you know, treating it like almost like a job. Don't let it be like your last job. You know, hey, is this job better, is it going to elevate me? Because I know one of the things that I do, you know, if I, you know, when I'm getting a new relationship, is one of the things that I do is I look back on my previous relationship, and then these are the things that went wrong in the relationship. Okay, so what did I do to contribute, you know, mm-hmm. going bad? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what I did. So Jeff, that's what you're not. You know what I mean? You're going to take a different approach this time. And the second thing I always, you know, do also is I always do say, like, yo, is this going to elevate? Is it, you know, will this person or this relationship make me a better person? Is it going to be a better, you know, relationship than the last? Because we all know if you're in a job and you don't like that job and you say, I'm going to go look for another job, you're not going to go look just like the job that you're in that you're unhappy with.
Right.
You're gonna look for a job that's better. That's, you know, like you said, elevate you, has benefits. You could, you know, you could move up, and that's how
better pay,
you know. Yeah, better pay and all that. And that's how you look at relationships. Like, is this, you know, relationship better than the last? Like, what are the benefits? Am I, you know, can I move, can we move up in this relationship. You know, I remember, and I said, you know what we're going to do with each other? We are going to try new things, all right? Because I know things that I do that you've never done, and there are things that you've done that you know, that there are things you do that I haven't done. So we are going to take turns, and we're going to, you know, share those, you know, experiences. And then together, we're going to try things that neither one of us has ever done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me personally,
elevate each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Me personally, me to be possessive, you know, and I guess, you know, we could chalk that up to the fact that, you know, I had my mom in my life, you know what I mean? Plus, having six sisters and, you know, having my daughters, you know what I mean? And so I guess you could chalk that up to that, but.
Women have that shit too. Women are like that too. You know what I mean? Like, and possessive, or, you know, like, especially like men, right? Like, I see men, and most men, like all men, like they're free. Like, they're like, again, you have to give the man the ability to go hunt. And I'm not talking about women. Talk about to level up. But you gotta give him that freedom to do that. If a man is already, and this is a whole nother podcast, right? If a man is already hindered by, I can't continue to. Now, again, I'm gonna be over here chasing ass or doing this. I can't continue to work on this, elevating myself or seeking this because I gotta get back because my girl's gonna think this and this and this and this and that. Don't hinder a man's growth. Don't hinder a woman's growth. You know what I mean? People have to be, you know, be able to be, feel first, like inside free to grow. A plant, when you hold it down, suppress it, it's not gonna grow. Just like a man, you have to. So women do that shit too. It's like, oh, where you at? What you doing? I wanted this, I want that. You come on, man. Like, how are we gonna grow? How are we gonna get to the next step if I'm being possessive or I'm needy or whatever? Now, that doesn't mean that we should not meet each other's needs and make, like I said, you have to make that person feel, you know. And that's another mistake that men do. Like, oh, don't tell me what to do, or don't stop checking on me. No, tell that woman that, because that's going to give you the time and the peace for you to do what you need to do if you're not doing some stupid shit.
That's true.
You understand me? It's like 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah. Because I know I'm big. I'm big with, if, you know, I'm telling my woman, you know, where I'm at. You know, hey, babe, I'm going to be at, I'm on my way to the gym. You know what I mean? I'm going to be there till whatever time. Yo, babe, yep, just leaving the gym. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to be at work from this time to this time. You know what I mean? I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that. I'm not saying, you know, men and women, you got to tell, you know, your boyfriend or girlfriend every single thing that you're doing. You don't have to, you know what I mean? But if they ask, tell them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't easy for you.
Yeah, exactly. Make it easy for you. And don't just, you know, communicate with them to where they don't have to be guessing. Like, what is he or she not heard from him or her? I don't know where he or she is at. Like, I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with, you know, with telling, you know, your significant other where you're at, what you're doing.
Right.
It's guilty. Guilty people who don't want to do it.
Right. And people who, so to wrap this up, and also people who are not, you also have to be real with yourself and say, because I had to do that, because I was okay. I was content with being single, picking and choosing what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. That shit is fun. That was fun to me, right? But it's also fun to have somebody solid by your side, comes to that point at least, that, you know, you could build and grow on another level, right? But if you're not ready to deal with that and want that 100%, don't go for it, because you're going to half-ass it. And then you know what? You're going to force it. And then you know what? It's not going to fucking work because somebody's going to be unhappy. And it's, and actually, both of you are going to be unhappy because if that other person is not happy, you're not going to be happy, and then it's shit. So that's another part of, like, the world right now, because a lot of us are happy with the situation that we are because there's a lot of choices out there right now. But not every choice is a good choice, so...
And on that note, we're going to leave it right there. We're going to leave it right there. That's the best way to end it right there. Not every choice is a good choice. Y'all hear that? You know what I mean? Yo, Jackie.
Yo.
We need to make this a regular thing.
Let's do it, man. Let's keep talking.
Absolutely, because this right here was real. You know what I mean? No, hey.
Yeah.
Raina. I know you're listening to this, all right? Because Raina loves the podcast. And she was one of the ones that was like, yo, where's Jackie? I liked her vibe. You know what I mean? Yo, Raina, I know you're listening to this. Yo, I'm fucking loving this.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. It's truth that is gonna just make your life easier, man. Like, I'm not a, like, I just learned how to navigate and make my days more at peace and peaceful. And not, like you see, like you tell, oh, you're over here, you're over that. I create this environment, this happiness for me. You know what I mean? By moving and shifting a certain way. So I don't have the key to everything. I fuck up all the time. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't dealing with no bullshit. 99 problems, but ain't one.
You know what? I definitely agree with you. Just so we don't drag this on, it comes, like you said, it comes with growth. It does come with age too. Because when I was younger, I definitely was one of those like, yo, why you want to know where I'm at all the time? Like, you want control over me? Like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, you don't own me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to tell you. I'm not on probation. I don't have to tell you everywhere I'm at. And then as you get older, you learn, yo, there's nothing wrong with that. If they ask you, like, yo, what are you doing where you're at? When you don't, that's when you make them insecure. And then they start wondering, like, what is he hiding?
There's some young cats that do that already. And there's some old cats that are still unstuck on stupid. So sometimes it is the age and experience. Sometimes it's just, nah. But
it's the way they're brought up. Yep, so that's that. But you know, with that, yo, Jackie, thank you so much for doing this.
God bless.
All right, yo, you coming back on next week? We doing this again next week?
Let's do it again next week.
All right. We're doing it again next week. Jackie, have a good night.
You too.
Let me tell the new. What's up? Oh, last thing. We need to go back to doing our once a month going out to dinner and just chopping it up.
Yo, we've been talking about that dinner for a minute. I told you I got 2 weeks that I'm here and then I'm out. So
yeah, but how long you out for?
Yo, it's Christmas and New Year. I'm out for a long time. I'll be gone to November. Just kidding. But let's.
So you're here for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do it before you. We're definitely gonna do it within the next 2 weeks.
All right, cool. Maybe we'll do the podcast together. I don't, you know what I mean?
You know what's funny is I was saying that in my head. I was saying, like, you know what? Me and Jackie need to go out, do the dinner thing like we used to do. And you know what? While we're out, we could do a podcast there.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's what we're going to do. You know, we'll talk about it. Maybe like next week, sometime next week.
All right. The good and the bad podcast. Keep it good, keep it gully. But sometimes we do it bad.
I like that. We're gonna end it right there. Signing out. Have a good night, Jackie.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.